behind you.
Coon.
inside all of you, there is a seed waiting to rise from the ashes of the old world.
Coming to you direct from Climax 2016, I'm joined in the studio by the anthem creator, the man himself, DJ Kuhn. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
You've come off stage, you've done the anthem.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Well, like I said it, like I think it was the, not the last track, but before that.
Right.
I told the people, like, I feel so honored, you know, look at this holy temple, you know, it's
definitely
massive. And like every time I arrive to this, you know, this massive place, it's like for me, this is the holy temple of hardstyle. And and to create an anthem for, let's say, is it the biggest hardstyle?
Oh, without a doubt. At least the most
party.
Iconic.
Yeah,
the most iconic hardstyle party in the world, you know.
So, great. I feel great.
Wow. Okay, so if you were to take out your hands right now, are you sort of shaking?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, now look, you've transitioned from the early days going from jump tech into hardstyle.
Yeah.
Did you ever think when you started that movement, switching from that music to this music, that this would be possible?
No, not really. The thing with Jump and Tech is that it's Belgium based, and it has a little bit of France and Germany, but that's it.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So
It's not worldwide music.
And it's not just a thing that like okay, I need to move to hardstyle because the market is much bigger. That's not the case.
No.
Like I felt hardstyle.
Okay.
I was playing more than 60% hardstyle and like 40% jump. So you have to ask yourself like, hey, where is this going? You know,
it wasn't a sudden transition.
Also my releases from when I was moving on, it's like it has a lot of jump influences still. So I was still searching, like, what is my sound?
Definitely.
And but what a lot of people don't know is that my first and my second track are actually hardstyle, and then I moved to jump.
Okay, so yeah. it's a bit of a revolution.
Yeah, if you the name of my DJ, for example, look it up.
Yep,
it's a hardstyle track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So fantastic bit of trivia there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're responsible for this year's anthem. Now, obviously, it's an honor, but there's a lot of pressure with it.
Yeah.
Creating something for such an iconic event, you know, there's a lot of eyes, a lot of ears that are going to be analyzing everything. Now, I want to know, what was your process behind it? Like, did you sit down and sort of like go into meditation for a week and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do with the anthem? Was it a process of experimentation? How did you approach the whole thing?
Like, I just started creating melodies. And I listened to all the previous anthems and like, which elements do I like the most in the previous ones?
And
for example, Power of the Mind is my favorite one.
Oh, me too. High five.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And just the combo between the mellow and then the female vocal.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I did as well in Rise of the Celestials, because that's my favorite part of the Power of the Mind. And then I think No Guts, No Glory, DEFCON anthem of Randy,
yep,
is probably my favorite DEFCON anthem. So I was searching for a sing along melody.
Okay.
So, da, 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 you know,
exactly.
Sing along.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this melody, like,
it's catchy,
if
man.
If you witnessed it, like, 5 minutes ago, it was
incredible.
Yeah, so it's a sing along melody. So just, I'm not saying I started from zero. I had some influences here and there, it's a Coon track and it's an original track, and it has the atmosphere of Climax and of the team this year, and that was the most important thing for me.
Fantastic. Now, like, I was there witnessing the show from the sidelines, you know, I was being able to see it. Obviously, different perspective from you. You're up there on the stage.
Yeah.
Did you expect the whole scenario with the people with the holding the flames, the fireworks, the dancers? Is that what you had in mind when you first started working on it, or when Q-Dance told you, yeah, you're doing the anthem this year? Or,
well, Q-Dance is really good in giving feedback and also bringing in ideas, you know, like they send me pictures of a phoenix and of a like a holy kind of images and things that they want to do this year.
Right.
So you build from there, I guess. Like it doesn't happen overnight, but it's like it's a process, and then suddenly you're like, okay, what does a phoenix do? It spreads his wings and then it flies to heaven.
Definitely.
You know? So I have this part in the break where you enter the mystical, and then you have those open strings and you know, those massive classical instruments,
yeah,
where I can actually see that the phoenix rises from the ashes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. That like inspiration and still the most important thing when you're a producer, I guess.
Of course. Now, when you were on stage,
I'm gonna grab myself a beer.
Do it. You deserve it. If anyone deserves a beer tonight, you deserve that beer tonight. You take it. Now, when you were on the stage and there's the fire dancers standing behind you, were you at any point scared? Because I don't know about you, but when there's fire around me on stage, I'm kind of like, yo.
I was sweating like hell. Yeah, but like we did a sound check, and so we rehearsed everything,
of course.
But it was without fire. They were just holding
the sticks.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is gonna be piece of cake. But then they were lighting up shit, and I was, oh fuck, this is warm as, oh wow, this is hot. Oh fuck, no.
Oh,
and that
goodness.
Was like, yeah. So and then then you have to start and you're already sweating, you know. So,
wow, that would have been so intense. Yeah. So intense.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, well, the hard part is done. Now we have to know, are you going to relax now or are you going to go out there and party?
I'm going to party.
Are like, we going to see you on shoulders?
I'm missing Project One right now.
So what you're saying is, let's wrap up this interview. Let's get you out to the crowd.
Let's do that.
Okay, look, you know, this is the man, the myth, the legend, DJ Kuhn, the creator of this year's anthem, Rise of the Celestials, right here at Climax 2016. It's been an honor and privilege. Let's get out there. Let's go and party. Let's
Thank
go.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Just in my space. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start.
Fly to the motherfucking moon, get a trick on my rock so big. Don't mind what I'm about to do, I'm testing my spaceship. Hey, fly to the motherfucking moon, get a trick on my rock so big. Don't mind what I'm about to do, I'm testing my spaceship. Yeah.
Of this song, just sing along with me, okay? Let's do this.
Yeah, some people say, dude, what happened? You used to make songs for us. You were my idol, but left your fans in the dust.
Ain't this the dude with pride and love for the game?
Now it's all about money and fucking fame. Well, I guess I have changed. I'm redefined, but please listen to this with an open mind.
You guys are one of a kind.
I will never sell my soul and leave this army behind.
What? Climax!
Well, I guess I have changed.
I'm redefined.
But please listen to this.
With an open mind.
Behind.
on the VIP, all of you, Climax!
Reality. To acknowledge the fact that things might not always be just the way that we want them to be, or turn out the way that we want them to turn out, and that the course of life will leave its mark upon all of us. You know what I'm talking about? We can either choose to stay alone and go our own way, or search for like-minded souls with common interests just like ourselves. Cause it is what binds us that makes us as one. The synergy of forces combined, growing in numbers every day. Spoken and understood around the world. In the north, east, south, west.
You! Louder! Let's do it again. Climax. C-O-O-N-E. Coon. Put your hands together. If you're enjoying yourself. Every moment. Every minute. Every second from now on, right? You gotta realize this is...
This is the climax. Rise of the Celestials live set of Coon.
Again. Louder.
Motherfucking climber! You can't deny the will of the people. Power will fade and the masses will turn on you. And while chaos erupts, you watch a herd of sheep turn into a mob of wolves. Put your hands up in the motherfucking air. Let's show the world how we do that.
Yeah.
I got beef
for the streets, it's a motherfucking riot.
Beef for the streets,
it's a motherfucking riot. When brutality and disorder are your only options, you already know what it is. Life. I'm about to start a fucking riot. My anger's too severe, I keep it violent. It's time to end the masquerade. Round up the crew, throw up the barricade. SWAT teams and lace beams, burn rubber ties and gasoline. Recipe for disaster, I'm tacking your ass up. Breaks and stones, faithful bats, breaking bones. They all mean fuck your drones. Renegade to the city like fuck them all. There's no tomorrow, there's no tomorrow. Climax, I want all of y'all front to back, side to side. Even the people on top right there. Let's turn this motherfucking to a riot right now. I got beef for the streets, it's a motherfucking beef for the streets, it's up. Beef for the streets, it's up. Beef for the streets, it's up. I got beef for the streets, it's a motherfucking riot.
powerful. And a curse.
Connect to the greatest party experience known on this planet. C-O-O-N-E. DJ Kool. I need to know if you're still out there. I need to know. I need to know. I want to hear you.
Inside all of you, there is a seed waiting to rise, 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 rise,
the style punk. bump.